Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break Italian show. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Maurizio.
Come stai, Maurizio?
Tutto bene, sempre tutto bene, Mark. E tu?
Sto benissimo oggi, grazie.
Ottimo.
In these weekly episodes of the Coffee Break Italian show, we're helping you take your Italian forward one coffee break at a time. You can subscribe to the podcast feed if you're listening to the podcast, or of course, if you're watching our video version, then you can also subscribe to our channel here on YouTube.
Perfect. So, do you know what we're doing today, Mark?
I believe we're talking about prepositions today.
Correct. We're talking about the prepositions in and a in the context of location and movement.
Perfetto. Allora, siamo pronti?
Io sì, tu?
Beh, prontissimo. Cominciamo. So, we've got two prepositions.
Sì.
A and in. And I think the complication comes from the fact that when we're going from English, we use a different preposition. We sometimes use to, we sometimes use at, we sometimes use in. But in Italian, we're going to use a and in multiple situations there.
That is correct. So in Italian, we use a and in both for location, to say where you are, where you find yourself, and motion, to say where you're going.
Esatto.
And as you were saying, for example, in English, we would say, I'm in London, or I go to London, so two different prepositions. In Italian, you would use a for both. Sono a Londra, vado a Londra.
Okay, so sono a Londra, I am in London, vado a Londra, I am going to London. So coming from English, if we're thinking about going to a place or being in a place, we're using the same preposition there in Italian, a. But that is because it is a city, a place.
Yes. That's correct. So it's important to differentiate between places that are introduced by a and places that are introduced by in.
Let's then talk about exactly which places are introduced by a and which places are introduced by in.
So we'll start with a because it's a bit easier. As you were saying, we use a with cities.
Yeah.
So we mentioned London before. Let's do Rome this time. So you can say, for example, abito a Roma.
Abito a Roma. I live in Rome.
And the same preposition we're going to use for movement. So, for example, Tommaso va spesso a Dublino.
So Tommaso goes often to Dublin.
Yep.
Tommaso va spesso a Dublino. Perfetto. So that's a.
Yes. So in comparison, we're going to use in for much bigger geographical areas, mm-hmm. let's say. So for example, we're going to use in for countries, nations, states, continents, and regions.
Okay, all the big places.
All the big places, exactly.
Let's look at some examples.
So we talked about Tommaso going to Dublin before. Let's mm-hmm. say that he goes to Ireland this time. Yeah. So in that case, we're going to say Tommaso va spesso in Irlanda.
Tommaso va spesso in Irlanda. So he often goes, or he goes often to Ireland.
Ireland.
But we're using in mm-hmm. because Ireland is a larger place. It's a country.
Exactly. And that is introduced by in. Mm-hmm. So if we talk about location and we want to use a state, we can say, for example, oggi ci troviamo in Oregon.
Ah, okay. Today we are in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we're even using like the name of a state in the
English
language.
In this case.
Yeah, exactly. Or we can say, let's take a continent. We can say, mi piace viaggiare in Asia.
Yeah, so I like to travel in Asia.
Yeah, so exactly.
In Asia. Now, that could be you like to travel within Asia.
Exactly.
Or it could be I like to travel to Asia.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
Yep. Or let's do another one with regions this time. We're going to talk about Italian regions. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you can ask someone or a group of people, vivete in Piemonte o in Liguria?
So, do you live in Piemonte mm-hmm. or in Liguria?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So far we've had for towns and cities, a, and then for larger regions like countries or states or so on, in.
Sí.
But we can also use in a completely different situation, and that's for a much smaller place. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of rooms.
That is correct. So we're going to use in for rooms. For example, sto andando in cucina
yep.
per preparare il pranzo.
So I'm going into the kitchen in order to prepare the lunch.
Yeah, correct. Or, for example, vado in bagno.
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, carry on.
So again, in for much larger geographical areas
yeah.
or rooms.
Or rooms, okay. Now, there are some kind of almost set phrases mm-hmm. where we use particular prepositions, aren't there?
Yes. There are some with a and some with in. So let's start with the a. One.
Yeah. So these we've so far covered the kind of rules in a mm-hmm. sense, but now, as with all rules, there are exceptions or there are particular examples that use one or the other.
Yeah.
So let's look at some of these now.
And we can consider this as you were saying, set mm-hmm. phrases.
Yeah.
Right. So one of the first ones that I'm sure you know, it's a casa.
Okay. So at home or to the house.
Exactly. So for example, sei già a casa.
Are you already at home?
Uh huh. And we can use a also for example, scuola,
mm-hmm.
a scuola.
Yeah.
So I can ask you, for example, sei già a casa o sei ancora a scuola?
Are you already at home or are you still in school?
Yeah, at school, in school. Exactly. Another place where you use a is teatro.
Mm-hmm.
For example, andiamo a teatro stasera?
Are we going to the theatre this evening? Now, what's interesting there is, in English, it's more natural to say to the theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Could we say andiamo al teatro stasera?
If you mean a specific theatre.
Yeah.
So if you're, for example, you talk about il teatro alla Scala,
uh-huh.
you would say andiamo al teatro alla Scala.
Yes, so there we're being specific. Are you going to the theatre, which is a particular one?
Exactly.
Okay.
And one last one, we talked about rooms. So we say in camera da letto,
yeah.
but if you want to talk about your bed, you say a letto.
A letto, so sono a letto,
exactly.
I'm in bed.
Exactly.
Okay, so those are specific situations where we use a. Are there some specific situations where we use in?
Of course there are. So for example, we use in for places like palestra,
mm-hmm.
the gym. Or banca, the bank.
The bank, yep.
Or chiesa,
church.
The church. So okay. we're going to say in palestra, in banca, in chiesa, and also in ufficio, we are right now.
In the office.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
And also, we can use in for places ending in ia or teka. I'm talking maybe like shops.
Mm-hmm. So,
for example,
in biblioteca.
Very good. Or in pizzeria.
Ah, molto importante.
Molto importante la pizzeria.
Con o senza pollo?
Senza. I agree with Francesca here.
Okay, let's move on.
And we also have in for other set phrases. For example, when you go on holiday, in Italian is andare in vacanza.
Okay.
And talking about holidays, you can go to the countryside, to the mountain, to the beach. And all these places are introduced by in in Italian.
In montagna.
In montagna.
In spiaggia.
In spiaggia.
What else did you say?
In campagna.
In campagna. Okay.
There you go. And also, if you're staying at a hotel, if you're staying there, you say in hotel or in albergo.
Albergo. Okay, good. Perhaps if we summarize where we've gone in this episode, or where we've been, perhaps. To begin with, we looked at a for cities.
Yes.
Then we talked about in for larger places.
Yep.
And also rooms.
Yes.
But if you're in bed, that's a.
Yes.
And there were a few specific phrases, set phrases, where we talked about a casa, a scuola, a teatro, and a letto, of course. And then the ones that used in were things like palestra, in banca, in chiesa, in ufficio.
Yep.
We also talked about the words that end in ia and teca. And then the holiday ones.
Yes.
So in vacanza, in spiaggia, in campagna, in montagna and in albergo.
Esatto.
In hotel.
Perfetto.
Tutto?
Sì, è tutto, Mark, but I have a little challenge for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Incrociamo le dita.
Incrociamo le dita, and our viewers and listeners can also take part in this challenge.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say a sentence in English.
Yeah.
I want you to translate it into Italian using either in or a.
Va bene. Okay?
Siamo pronti?
Siamo pronti.
Ce la possiamo fare. So, for example, I'm going to say, right now I'm in the office in Milan.
Okay. Allora, adesso sono in ufficio a Milano.
Molto bene. In Lombardy, in Italy.
In Lombardia?
Sì.
In Italia?
Molto bene. In Europe?
In Europa?
Molto bene. But tomorrow I will be on holiday in Palermo.
Ma domani sarò in vacanza.
Yep.
A Palermo.
A Palermo. In Sicily.
In Sicilia.
Very good. In the hotel or at the beach.
In albergo o in spiaggia.
Molto bene, Mark.
Grazie. I think this has been a useful review of using in and a, two of our prepositions in Italian. Of course, there are other prepositions, but we'll be covering them in a future episode of the Coffee Break Italian show.
Per oggi è tutto.
È tutto, penso di sì. We hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Coffee Break Italian show and that it's been useful to you to review in and a. Now, if you'd like to see all the examples that we've covered in the episode written down, we've got a blog article for you, and you'll find the link for that in the description of this episode.
And if you'd like more help with your Italian, you can subscribe to our mailing list by visiting coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian, and you will receive regular free email lessons.
Perfetto. So you can look out for that in your inbox if you've signed up. And in the meantime, è tutto per oggi. Grazie mille.
E happy coffee breaking.
Happy coffee breaking. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.